This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now from BearingArms.com is writer Tom Knighton. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, hey. Good afternoon to you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm very pleased to have you here. And let's talk about a couple of things that you put up on BearingArms.com, like... And I guess I'm going to ask a question about this. Are we seeing a, because you wrote about the normalization of constitutional carry. Are we seeing a normalization of constitutional carry?
I think we are to some degree. I mean, 25 states now have constitutional carry. That is half the states in the country. We've got DeSantis vowing that before he leaves office, Florida will have constitutional carry. Nebraska was awfully close to constitutional carry earlier this year. There are a few other places that I can see it popping up. At a certain point, constitutional carry is going to be like shall issue was, where the vast majority of states already have it, and you know you've got a few holdouts that don't. I think we're going to start seeing it normalized, but I don't think it's ever going to be universally accepted as the fact, because you're always going to have some people who have no respect for the Second Amendment.
Right. So when you say you're looking at it being a normalized sin the same way shall issue is now, is it 41 states that are shall issue?
You hadn't asked me the question, I'd have been able to know the number. There's really only a very small number that are may issue.
Right.
And they're the usual suspects.
Right. Who are never... unless, of course, I'm presuming that you're making you're basing your... I'm basing my thought process right now on the way things are today. I have no idea what's going to happen next month with the Gruen case, although I guess it could change a few things.
I actually figure it will. Those usual suspects will not be happy. I don't think it'll change it as much as some of us would like.
Right.
I think they're going to be displeased. I'm talking about as it stands, obviously right now. It's entirely possible that the Bruin decision will be handed down, and it'll be what part of shall not be infringed do you not understand?
Well, my next question would be, looking at what's happening right now with Roe versus Wade, and looking at the pushback they're getting right now, to the degree that they're protesting in their homes and calling for violence against them and all this other stuff against them, do you think that we're going to see this Supreme Court say, okay, you think you guys can direct us on how we're going to do our stuff? We're going to do it by the text of the Constitution. I'm sure the three, you know, Brown. Is Brown actually involved in this, in these cases right now? Are we waiting on her Breyer to step away?
Honestly, right now, I'm not sure. I think Breyer's still there.
I think he is, too.
Because these cases were heard prior to her confirmation. So
right.
I don't think that, I think, you know, Breyer's still there for now. the next batch of cases they hear will have brown.
Right. So I'm just thinking that, I mean, brown being confirmed to take Breyer's place, I'm like, okay, so what?
Yeah, it's a wash.
It's a wash. It, nothing changes. She's one vote. He's one vote. We knew how he voted. She's going to vote the same way. If not, I don't know how I could be any worse than he voted, the way he voted. But, you know, that's all beside the point. Do you think we're going to see something coming out of the Supreme Court? Like, I know Roberts is very incensed by what's going on right now with Roe. Do you think he's going to come down on the side of the conservatives with the Gruen case?
He might. What we got with the Roe versus Wade decision was a court that was not, you know, interested in playing nice with politics. And even with a 5-4 decision like that, you know, we got a pretty different what people expected.
Right.
With Bruin, it's entirely possible that Roberts is going to come down and go, you know what? You know, let's say hypothetically he sided with the minority, or what we expect is the minority on Bruin. You know, he may come up and go, you know what? Screw this. I'm changing my vote. It's now going to be 6-3. I don't think it'll make a whole lot of difference, because nobody's really going to be impressed by a 6-3 decision in this court.
Well, they're illegitimate now, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, it's funny when it, you know, it makes a decision they don't mind, it's all right, but, you know. But, you know, when it's something like this, they're, you know, hey, that's not right. But I do think we're, you know, I think it's possible Breyer will come down, or not Breyer.
Roberts.
Roberts, yes, thank you. I think Roberts may switch a vote, or assuming he didn't already vote with the majority to begin with. I always figured Roberts might say, yes, the right exists, but he would be one of those who would do a concurring opinion.
I thought he might
vote with them, but I think they're too extreme. You know, right. That may go out the window now.
Well, I mean, I thought he would vote with them just so he could control whoever wrote the majority opinion.
Also possible.
Yeah. So it's an interesting time right now, because this could be very heavy-handed against the anti-gunners, couldn't it?
Yes. It is. I mean, the core issue is whether or not the Second Amendment right exists outside of the home.
Right.
Heller actually stopped at your front door. Now, Heller was an important decision, but it did not cover you outside the house. This does. This could be bigger than Heller. It has the possibility to basically go, you cannot do this. You can, you know, all these gun control laws about you have about carry are gone.
Right.
You know, it could revamp everything. And here in Georgia, we have a holster requirement. Right? Not the most intrusive thing, and it's, you know, one of those cases of, yeah, you should carry in a holster. It could kill, you know, they could go so far as to go, you can't even do that. That's the potential. Now, the court has a tendency to make the ruling as narrow as they can.
Well, I'll tell you what, and before we go too much further on this, we're coming up on the first break. I do want to carry this over into the next segment, simply because of some of the points you're making, especially the part about the narrow ruling, and explain what that means, because I did not think the Heller decision. I thought the Heller decision was not nearly narrow enough, and it left way too many doors open and too many interpretations by these lower courts and these Democrats. It's like building they built a cabin, but they didn't chink in between the big logs. So,
yeah, and I definitely need to explain where I'm coming from on that one.
Yeah, so we're talking to Tom Knighton. You can find his work at bearingarms.com. He and Cam Edwards, they do the work every day, all day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. I'm speaking with Tom Knighton. He is a writer at bearingarms.com. And we were just talking about the Supreme Court, the Gruen case, and, you know, what may or may not come from this. And you were talking about a narrow ruling. Explain what a narrow ruling is and why that, I mean,
yeah,
that's where the devil's in the details.
Right. When I say talk about the court trying to issue a very narrow ruling, what I mean is basically the court typically tries to make as little change to current law as possible. The justices could look at it like, say, a Second Amendment case and go, they could all believe that gun control is completely unconstitutional. But what the court has historically tried to do is really just deal with the question right before them. For example, in the Heller decision, it was about a law that required guns to be broken down and rendered pretty much useless for home defense. And they went a little broader than they normally did. They didn't just go, oh, no, you cannot restrict guns in this particular manner. They went beyond that, which was kind of unusual in a lot of ways. So the question is really, are we going to get with Bruin, are we going to get, you know, a very, very narrow ruling, or will it be a little broader? You know, I don't see how we're going to get anything short of shall issue. I don't see how, I mean, with the situation in New York being what it is, the question before them is, can you require a, you know, good cause?
Right.
Yeah, I just don't see how that's going to survive. And if you take that out, what you basically have is shall issue. I'm hoping the justices go a little further than just the bare minimum and go, yeah, and you can't try to do all these other little games of, well, the sheriff has to, you know, agree to it and, you know, that you're of good moral character and all that nonsense.
Do they even have a sheriff in New York City, a county that covers that?
I would assume they do, but I, if so, he doesn't really do much.
I guess not. No. With the NYPD, the NYPD is the size of a brigade in a lot of cases.
It's an army unto itself. It has one of the most sophisticated intelligence collection divisions in the world. You know, that's on par with a lot of foreign intelligence agencies. So, if they've got a sheriff, he's probably not doing much.
No. So, when this, now, I presume that when this happens, they will, if, do you think that we will see a bunch of states try to do something and go around the corner on this one because they'll claim 10th Amendment and all this other stuff, which is always the thing they claim whenever. Or they'll look at Heller. They'll be like, well, the Heller decision didn't say this. Will they have to get out there and say, the Gruen decision supersedes up to this point everything that you guys have been quoting?
They shouldn't have to.
Right.
The way rulings generally go, and of course, understand I'm not a lawyer. My parents were actually married when I was born, so
right.
And they weren't related beforehand. So, you know, obviously, I'm a layman on this. But my understanding is that when you have conflicting Supreme Court decisions, the newest decision always trumps the previous. And this should be understood at every level of courts, of the court system.
Right.
That said, I wouldn't be overly surprised to see, you know, them try to play little games. I expect states like California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, etc., to sit down with the decision and go, okay, we can't do this, so how can we make it as difficult as possible for anybody to get a permit?
And forget reciprocity, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, unless that's explicitly laid out in the decision, which, you know, I'm really not hopeful for. That's not going to happen. What you're going to see is, you know, if the door is open, you're going to see a training requirement. But it's not going to be a 5-hour class. it's going to be 120 hours of in-depth tactical training that's going to cost $10,000 to take or something, so that the elite can still get their permit.
Oh, they're going to take that class?
Yeah, they're the people who can afford to take that kind of stuff and take the time off for that, because, you know, it's going to be something probably ridiculous.
Well, I mean, 120 hours, that's probably more than I trained with weapons in the military, all told. I mean, we spent a bunch of time with it. I think BRM was 3 weeks long, but we also had other things we did during the day besides fire the weapon and practice firing the weapon and practice cleaning the weapon and all the other stuff.
Yeah, and more time than I spent in the military with weapons. It's more time, you know, going through the training. It's more time than law enforcement goes through training.
Right.
With firearms. You know, and, like, of course, that's a number I just pulled out of my fifth point of contact. But
sure.
It's, you know, it's going to be something ridiculous. I really think we're going to start seeing just how ridiculous they can get with it. It's like, okay, we can't explicitly restrict who can get a permit. So we can make it so difficult that only the quote-unquote right people can get one.
They'll just get sued at that point, right? That'll be that.
Right. That'll be the next battle.
Yeah.
They're gonna, you know, this is. We are not gonna get back our rights the way they should be overnight. Not even with the Supreme Court decision. Unfortunately, it's gonna take a lot of fight.
Well, I mean, it's going to be, it's, you know, in some places, like you're in Georgia.
Yeah.
Second Amendment right is fairly well enshrined in Georgia.
Yep.
Despite what goes on in Atlanta. And I mean, I'm in South Carolina, so the Second Amendment right is fairly well enshrined here.
Yep.
You know, so we're not going to, this is not really going to affect us because we have shall issue. You've got constitutional carry. There's some people that think we might have it one day, but I'm not counting on that. But, by the same token, the people of New York, the people of California, this is what I'm hoping it affects them. You hang on for me if you would. We're coming up on the next break. You can find Mr. Knighton's work at bearingarms.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News.
The shortage of baby formula continues. 40% of the nation's supply is now out of stock, with the number higher in states like Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Dr. Diane Hess spoke to CBS News about what parents can do to feed their babies.
But there are formulas available, so there might not be the brand name. So there might be a shortage of Enfamil, and there may be a shortage of Similac, but you can get the store brands, which are excellent. The Target, the Kirkland, the Kroger, the CVS, Walgreens, they all come out of the same factory. They're all FDA approved. They meet the same standards that regular Similac and Enfamil do.
As Americans gear up for summer road trips, the price of gas continues to go up with no end in sight. AAA says drivers are paying an average of $4.37 for a gallon of regular gas. This is USA Radio News. Conservatives on Twitter are accusing President Joe Biden of gaslighting the American people. Biden's Tuesday speech, which attempted to outline a plan to attack inflation, blamed Russia's invasion of Ukraine for the economic woes facing the U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called out the president.
These Democratic price hikes will likely be American families' new normal at the checkout counter. They took an economy that was ready to soar, turned it around, and drove it into the ground.
Meanwhile, Senator McConnell's colleague, Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, said he'd introduce legislation which strips Disney of its special copyright privileges. The Copyright Clause Restoration Act would limit the length of copyrights Congress gives to corporations to 56 years and would apply retroactively. This comes after a public battle between Disney and Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Tom Knighton from BearingArms.com, and you had an article that came out today about L.A. County buying back 365 guns. That seems like an underwhelming number, given
that is
L.A. County.
Yeah, when you think about the fact that L.A. County, if it were a country, would be the 91st largest country by population.
Right.
Out of 196, if you count, obviously, L.A. County as its own nation. It's a pretty sizable population. 365 guns is nothing. It's absolutely nothing.
That might be what? Four tables at a gun show.
I would consider the start of a good Texas collection.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the picture here that you have with the article. Now, is that indicative of what they bought back?
Okay. That is not. That is just, I didn't have an actual picture we had rights to, so I had to use a stock AP image.
Don't you just hate it when you have to do that?
Yeah. The original story that I got it from, they had a couple of, did show a couple of Tech Nines, you know, which are scary looking and, you know, probably the least dangerous firearm on earth because you can't hit the broadside of a barn while you're inside the barn with one.
Yeah.
But they're scary and, you know, they look good on TV. Beyond that,
yeah, but I mean, looking at this picture, though, that's probably representative of some of the stuff they bought back, like Webley's and Jennings pistols and Brycos and...
Yeah, that's what happens a lot of the time. And the the thing about buybacks is if you offer enough to get make it attractive, you're actually asking for people to go and get cheap guns just to sell them. One place was doing like $300, $400 for a handgun, and guys were going out buying high points.
Yeah.
And selling them back and making profit.
Yeah.
That they then used to buy another gun. I mean, it's just that's the downside. You know, that's part of why these things are stupid. And the fact that most of the guns you're going to get are from people who are, I don't know what to do with this old thing. I'm worried about it getting in the wrong hand. You know, this was my granddad's old gun, and I don't want it because I've been told guns are bad. Oh, there's a buyback. I'll take it there.
There you go.
You know, or conversely, it's the, I use this gun to kill someone. I need to get it out of my hands. What do I do? Hey, I can dump this gun and get some money for it.
Yeah, there's that. There's always that.
Yeah. And there have been numerous studies through the years that have shown buybacks don't accomplish anything. They're a waste of money.
If I were a hitman, I would only work in California. Every time I was going to go do a hit, I'd go to the shooting range and get a bunch of different calibers with a bunch of different micro-stamped primers on them. And I'd leave those at the crime scene, and then I'd go sell my actual murder weapon at a gun buyback, no questions asked. And then I'd go buy myself a PlayStation 5.
If you can find one.
Yeah.
Those are tricky to find. But yeah, this is par for the course for California, though. We're used to this from them. You know, this is just how they've always operated. They, you know, one of the most populous counties, or the most populous county in the country, has a buyback.
Right.
They get a statistically insignificant number of firearms. I mean, statistically, when you look at the population, this is noise. What they got in on these guns counts as statistical noise. And then they make a big thing about it like they've really done something. And what part that infuriates me so much is there are things that they can do in L.A. County to reduce violence. There are programs, there are efforts, there are things they could be doing, or at least trying.
Right.
That may work. We know definitively these things don't. We know buybacks don't.
Well, I mean, you had Villanueva get up there earlier this year. He got out there and he said, you know, murder's up 30%. And if there was a compelling reason for you to carry a gun, I might would issue you a permit. But yeah, you just gave it to me, Sheriff. It's murder's up 30%.
Right.
That's pretty compelling to me.
Exactly. You know, but this kind of brings us back to Bruin. This is that, you know, you got to have a good reason. Well, you know, the fact that most of the people who were killed weren't people carrying large sums of money. They weren't stalking victims.
Right.
They have, you know, the fact that they could be killed should be more than enough reason. And in truth, if New York had issued the permit on those kind of grounds, they wouldn't be at the Supreme Court right now. Because nobody would have had standing.
I'm surprised that they're allowing this to happen, because, like, when this was happening in D.C., when they were getting ready to appeal it, I don't know who called who, but somebody called somebody in D.C. and said, just let it die here and just start issuing permits.
Yeah. D.C., from a gun, if I'm a gun control strategist, D.C. did it about as well as they could, because they said, no, we're not challenging this to the Supreme Court because we don't want to screw it over for everybody.
Right.
New York could have opted not to.
Well, and now they're getting ready to pay that price, which I think it will probably, I don't know, I wonder about that from a strategic point of view, why they allowed that to sort of occur this way and why they didn't do that with D.C., but that's all beside the point. Going back to California.
Yeah. That was a pretty special one.
It was. It was very special. I just wonder how many of those guns, do they ever check those guns that they take back against their DOJ safety list?
I don't know if they do.
Well, I mean, there's only so many guns. There's only certain kinds of guns. Like, I don't think they've ever seen a Gen 5 Glock in California land.
Not legally, no.
Unless it was at a gun buyback.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know if they check it. If they do, they don't release any statistics.
I wonder why.
Which is awfully convenient.
But we do know that they have fully automatic Glocks in Sacramento.
Yep. And I'm almost a fully automatic Glock in Georgia.
Neither can I. And I'm in a shall issue state. And we don't even have a DOJ safety list. Well, anyway. You can find Mr. Knighton's work at BearingArms.com. He has been there since prior to Bob Owens, his untimely passing, and he's been there the whole time doing the work. He is very well entrenched in that, doing it on a daily basis. And now he has to go do something else. What do you got? You're doing another broadcast, podcast, something? What do you got going
on? Yeah, I'm doing a Daily Bullet with Paul Lathrop from the Second Amendment Foundation.
Okay.
So
all right.
After y'all get done here, go to YouTube, and you can watch that.
Well, if not immediately after, it'll be recorded. So thank you for taking the time today, sir.
Happy to do it, man.
Anytime. All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Do you think it was normal that the White House did not condemn the doxing of six Supreme Court justices in the wake of what is likely the overturn of Roe versus Wade? This is a whole lot of things. One thing it is illegal. It is illegal. There is a law, a statute that covers this. The other thing it is complete invasion of privacy, of personal privacy. So, the fact that, you know, even when Trump was president, he did not condone and, in fact, condemned violence of every stripe. Instead, we have the outgoing White House spokesweasel, Jen Psaki, just danced around the topic before coming down squarely on the side of the doxers. And we get this according to Breitbart News. White House on Thursday resisted asking angry pro-abortion protesters not to descend on the homes of Supreme Court justices after a draft judicial decision on Roe v. Wade was leaked to the press. I don't have an official U.S. government position on where people protest, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki replied when asked if the president condoned the actions of protesters sharing information on the home addresses of originalist Supreme Court justices. This was put out there by Ruth Sentas, the protest group. They announced plans to direct protest at the homes of six Supreme Court justices, three in Virginia and three in Maryland. Psaki also resisted calling the actions of some protesters extreme. Despite reported violence and vandalism by some of the angry pro-abortion protesters. She said, "We wanted, of course, to be peaceful, and certainly the president would want people's privacy to be protected. But she expressed concern that people were more concerned about the nature of the protest rather than the threat of the Supreme Court posed to Roe v. Wade." She said, "I think we shouldn't lose the point here." Well, the point here is that it is out of your hands, and, you know, now whatever happens, happens, because this is what the left has set up. They've always set up using the courts to make law. The back and forth went a little bit like this. Pete Ducey said, "These activists posted a map with the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Is this the sort of thing that the president wants?" Psaki. I think the president's view is that there is a lot of passion. So they didn't want to condemn it, which is sort of disgusting. And they're, you know, quite blithe about all of their dismissals. And, you know, here's a question. What is this all about? The court justices were doxxed, which puts them in a state of harrowing life conditions, threatening them as they conduct their official duties. As far as I'm concerned, we should start doxing, you know, Ruth sent us. We should start doxing Jen Psaki, right? You know, since they won't get up there and look at a crime and say, oh my gosh, a crime has occurred, then maybe they need a taste of it. And this could be more than just a crime. It could be real extreme danger. Doxing and threatening have certainly happened in the past, like the assassination attempt against House Representative Steve Scalia, who was shot by a deranged Bernie bro. Yep. This administration says there's nothing to see here and won't tell people where to protest. That wouldn't be so bad, except the president is a lawyer, after all, because most of them are lawyers, and a crime has been committed, and all we see is indifference. I mean, how hard is this to condemn? They haven't. The Bidenites have not condemned it. Jonathan Turley had some decent observations. If neither the president nor the left can muster the courage to condemn such conduct, we've reached a tragic but familiar point in our politics. He also said there are good faith objections to this draft opinion. There's also good faith questions of whether Congress can truly codify Roe. Those are worthy debates. Doxing and harassing justices should have no place in these debates, which I agree with him. I agree with him on that. It's an appalling message from the Bidenites suggesting that they don't care whether the court members live or die. And it raises a question is, you know, maybe this is their stance, since they'd be the ones to fill the court positions if, God forbid, something should happen to any of these justices. Condemning the doxing of judges would be easy for any practitioner of decency, but it is not for them. It's almost as if they want to replace them by any means necessary. And scarily enough, the Bidenites are telegraphing this as a message to all the crazed leftists who plan to harass the justices in their homes. The Bidenites and their crazed leftist wing are all complicit now, should anything happen to the judges, because that kind of condemnation is not hard. And now the doxing free-for-all is going on with none of the lights on at Camp Biden. It's so bad it makes you wonder if this travesty is there by design, which, you know, I think a lot of the travesties of the Biden administration are by design, to be quite honest with you. You sit back and you say to yourself, how can somebody be this incompetent without actually meaning to do this? And I mean, he's right now he's out there. He will not take credit for that which he has wrought, which is this crazy inflation we got going on, these crazy gas prices. This is his game. I mean, he did it. This is not Trump. It's not the Russians. It's not the war on Ukraine. Gasoline prices, part of the reason everything's going up right now is because of gas prices. The reason we have higher gas prices is because we have no longer got energy independence. That's a fact. It's a very plain and simple fact. And by the way, I did not study economics when I was in school because I didn't go to school. I didn't go to college anyway. Didn't go to school. So, having said all of that, now as far, you know, looking at things now as we go forward with COVID, what do we know about COVID so far? Well, here's what we know about COVID. And before you listen to anything else, listen to this. COVID-19 is a mild disease with almost zero mortality for people under age 55. That is a fact. Serious coexisting disease is the best predictor of mortality in all age groups, but it is not the sole determinant. Public masking has zero effect on transmission of airborne diseases, including COVID. The vaccines do not protect you from getting COVID or transmitting COVID. They do not lessen the severity of COVID when you get it. Thus, they are not a vaccine, by the way. That is a result of the newer variants being less severe to start with. Vaccines and boosters are directed at a disease that no longer exists. The vaccines reduce your immunity, making you more likely to catch symptomatic disease, and this also makes it much easier for numerous cancers to grow. Natural immunity from disease recovery is far better than any supposed benefit of shots. And if you get the vaccine and then get sick, your immunity afterward is less than if you didn't get the shot. Remdesivir, Fauci gets dollars when it's used, does not improve survival and probably causes other problems. Molnuvir, the new oral agent, isn't as effective as ivermectin. As a matter of fact, if you want to get some ivermectin, if you start feeling bad, take ivermectin. Locales that open up early generally have disease and death rates better than others. And the safest place for all of this is outdoors when the sun destroys viruses and they're dispersed into infinity. And for all of you that are out there right now, wearing a mask while you're driving the car outdoors, you don't have to. You don't have to be afraid of this anymore. This was the ash conformity experiment. It was never the Black Plague. No. So, coming up next, we're going to be joined by, he writes at AmmoLand, which is one of the top 1,000 websites on the planet, bar none. And he's the biggest writer there, which makes him the biggest writer of this type on the planet. That's Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Colster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Colster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Colster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Colster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.